We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Bar Winkler Show. Damian Lillard is a Milwaukee Buck. That is the headline. The trade, if you're just hearing about this, holy God, the trade has gone down. Bye-bye, Drew Holiday. You will be missed. Bye-bye, Grayson Allen. You will be missed. Bye-bye, draft picks. We never knew thee. So when that happened, we went into emergency pod mode. This show, what you're listening to right now, it's Ryan Horvath talking Packers, doing picks. It's Tim Shea doing Brewers. There is an episode that was posted about 3 o'clock on Wednesday that is all Dame. So if you haven't got that yet, if you're like, sometimes I put out the afternoon episodes and it doesn't jive with your routine, and you know, this one comes out at 5 or whatever, there is a whole episode on Dame. So grab that when you can. This will be available for you. We got picks. We got all that coming up, but there is a separate Dame. This is like the normal daily. There is a separate Dame episode, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, etc. So we'll get into today's episode. There's a separate Dame episode. Still hard to believe. Still very crazy. All you guys photoshopping all summer, you're the real MVPs. You did it. You manifested it. That's the tampering Jimmy Butler gas boy, $170 gas boys bitching about. Tough day for Jimmy. Tough day for Jimmy. So Damian Lillard's a Buck. Praise be to Horst. I got Ryan Horvath here to start. Repping his Joliet Catholic. Wow, I want that t-shirt.
Oh, you like that? No, my camera is like off. Like my head looks shiny, and I was like, I don't know. Sometimes when we jump on, you know, a little behind the scenes for the people, we use StreamYard. So sometimes I use this like different link when I go on a different podcast. And so sometimes when I switch back over to StreamYard, which we like, my view is all messed up. But yeah, a little Joliet Catholic Hillman, go Hill, coming off a bad loss, actually. Rare loss for the Hill.
I'm wearing a Buck shirt that I filled out a survey, like a fan survey, about game day experience, and they sent me a $250 gift card. So I just raided the pro shop.
Did you?
Yeah.
And that's what you got, huh?
Well, I got this shirt. I got some shirts for my kid. I got a couple hats. I looked to make sure I could find the stuff on clearance so I could, you know, quality over quantity. I did.
I like it. That's I got a bunch of Buck stuff too myself, actually. You getting excited for the season, the NBA season?
Not really. I think the you know, I'm so encompassed in football right now, and also every day it's a new like story about something Giannis said that he said 100 times, and now this Dame bullshit. I don't get into NBA rumors like the way an average Bucks fan would. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I need to show me the trade. I don't need to see the 5 months of rumors leading up to this shit.
Yeah, I'm with you. What? And you got your Brewers, the NL Central champs too.
Yeah, I saw the clip of you falling in your chair.
Oh, Cubs, just brutal. Just, I mean, you had a 55% chance, according to Fangraphs, to make the playoffs the other night. And Suzuki, who it's hard to blame him because he's pretty much carried, and nobody cares about the fucking Cubs. They're a disappointment like they have been the last three decades of my life. Just terrible, though, man. I just wanted to see them. I just wanted to watch them in the playoffs. And, like, more importantly, I just have a bunch of money on them to make the playoffs. So
we're not out yet. You guys are, they're not out.
Oh, they're fucked. They're not going to get in. I don't want to talk.
They're going to play Milwaukee. Milwaukee ain't going to try this weekend.
They will. I think they will because it's the Cubs. And I just hate them so much. I almost want them. I want the money because I got really good prices on them to make the playoffs. But I feel like if they make the playoffs, it's an excuse to keep David Ross, who's a fucking douchebag. Although they might like use this run in the second half to keep him regardless. He needs to go. He's cost them, I've counted. I talk about this. I have a buddy in the apartment that's actually a fan too. He has, we're not like harsh on managers, you know, but he has individually cost the Cubs over 15 games this season by the sacrifice bunting shit. No, seriously, dude, like no out, sacrifice bunting, like with like your cleanup hitter and like the dude in your five hole, like it doesn't make it. He's bad. Like anybody that watches Cubs baseball can tell you he's bad. And even if you hate the Cubs, like this is a, they're a pretty fun team. I think they're exciting as hell, man. This Cody Bellinger season's been a lot of fun. But nobody cares. Everybody hates the Cubs, so let's move on. They stink. They're not going to the playoffs. Diamondbacks will get in.
Well, we'll see, I guess. We are going to do some NFL picks.
And, I do like those.
And I'm going to throw a curveball at you as I broadcast here from the Happy Place Hemp Studios today, which you can see on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. That's right. On the YouTube stream, my background is the lobby of Happy Place Hemp, the same place where when you walk in, you say, I heard you on the Bart Winkler show. I'll take 25% off all my gummies, please. And then they give it to you. Or you could use the code at happyplacehemp.com. Bart is the code. Get your, I can see the different, it's all the different gummies. These are the, I think these are the mango. No, these are the Delta 9s. These are the Delta 8s. I got the CBD CBN ones here. Yeah, they're all there. They're all right there for you.
You got a knight. There's a knight right there too.
There's a giant knight in shining armor. They used my body for the measurements.
You ever try to get in the jump in the suit? Do a little jousting?
Yeah, sometimes when we go there, I do like a 10-minute interview for the show, get some product. And joust, yeah.
What do you think would happen if you showed up and you were wearing a night suit and you wanted some gummies? Do you think it would, it's because like it's, you know, some places are no shirt, no shoes, no service. Do you think anything would be like, hey, you can't dress like a knight and come in here? Or do you think they'd be good?
I think they would assume that you already had taken several gummies.
Or yeah.
That's, I think they'd tell you more.
That's true. They might actually limit your gummies, actually. Anyway,
because the Packers are tonight, we're going to start with the Packer game.
Oh, shit. You're throwing a curveball at me here.
There it is.
Right off the top. I like it, actually. All right, so let's get right to it. As we look at the line here, Thursday morning, Packers, 1.5-point dogs at Lambeau Field, where they were victorious last week in a comeback effort against the New Orleans Saints. Taking on the Detroit Lions, who are also 2-1 on the season. This is the early battle for NFC North supremacy. We're looking at a total of 45.5. What are you doing in this game, Bart? I'll let you go first here.
What's the spread?
The Packers are 1.5-point underdogs. I mean, this is pretty much who's going to win the ball game, dude.
So the other day I made a prediction of 23-21 Detroit.
How have you already done a prediction on this game?
I don't know. I was talking about it, and I gave a prediction. I guess because it's a short week, man.
Gotcha.
Short week. Everything is moved up. So I don't know. It sounds like we're getting guys back. I guess. I just still don't know week to week what the, like, you know, in the past we know what our team is. We know what to expect. Here, anything could still happen. I mean, this was a Packer team that was up 12 in the fourth and lost. This was a Packer team that was down 17 in the fourth and won. Anything can happen. I feel like Detroit, like, I feel like but then again, I was reading some comments. Who made those comments? Was it
Bill Michaels?
No.
Mike Collins?
No. They're like, I've lost to Detroit every time I've played here. It was a Douglas, I think. All last right. year, last year, Detroit, I am going to take the Packers, and here's why. Because of this one thinking alone.
Okay.
Last year, Detroit came in with the Packers had everything to play for, and Detroit hit us, man, and hit us good. And I think that some of the younger guys who didn't get to play in that game, their spots have opened up with all these veterans being gone. They're going to want to do what last year's team couldn't. So I will take, if I was just average sports fan in Omaha, I'd probably take Detroit. I will take the Packers in this game. I will change my prediction from 3 days ago because of this new information that I have uncovered and take Green Bay.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I actually planned on betting Green Bay just because of the injury report for Detroit where you have no David Montgomery. Actually, it looks like he's going to be coming back. And then, but more importantly, it was their left tackle, Taylor Decker, who was injured. And I was like, man, Rashawn Gary is going to absolutely terrorize Jared Goff in this game. What scares me, and I'm going to pick the Packers too, but I don't know. This is like what I was telling myself in my head why I was going to bet Green Bay was I think if, and I love Aaron Rodgers, obviously, I think if Jordan Love played week 18 against Detroit in that offense, like in the Matt LaFleur system right now with these young dudes, I just think Jordan Love's like this offense is better with Jordan Love. Like Rodgers was quarterback, what, like 22nd or whatever, 22 last season. So I was like, man, if Jordan Love started that game, they may have won that game.
I think they would have.
Right. And so, but the problem is, man, I think the Lions are better this year. Offensively, like it's year two in that system now for Jared Goff and the Ben Johnson system. I like St. Brown a lot. Looks like Gibbs was not a very good pick. He's like running back number 30 right now as far as efficiency. Granted, he's a rookie, but I mean, you traded away Swift and look what he's done in back-to-back games for Philly. But what scares me a little bit about Detroit was last year, you know, especially the first 8 weeks of the season, the defense wasn't very good. Now the defense, sneakily pretty good, man. They're actually right now in top seven, right? They're a top 10 team, top seven in yards per play. And you look at the offenses, they face Seattle, they faced Atlanta, and they faced Kansas City. They held up pretty well. I mean, they beat Kansas City opening night. So that's the only thing that scares me a little bit. Like, I was looking at their run defense because you probably, hopefully, get Aaron Jones back because I can't watch any more fucking A.J. Dillon ever. And just 22% of the rushing attempts against the Lions have gained 5 or more yards, which is actually the lowest rate in the league. Like, that's something that nobody's talking about. Their defense is really good. And then their offense is scary. They've scored a touchdown on 25% of their drives that have started on their side of the field. It's going to come down to special teams. You know, you're going to have to pin them deep, but that's 6th in the league. I'm going to pick Green Bay, but it makes me nervous. And I'm also not the biggest trends guy, but Dan Campbell is really good in this like underdog role. He's 3-1 straight up and against the spread against the Packers, including 3 straight wins. And that was with Aaron Rodgers there, but I just feel like that spread's telling me Green Bay is going to find a way to win this game, or maybe the market, just because Green Bay just beat the Saints, is overvaluing Green Bay a little bit. Because, I mean, on paper, like, I love the Packers, but Detroit's the better team right now, right? They're the overwhelming favorites to win the NFC North, but we don't know that they're the better team. All I know is that the Packers and the Lions are the only team in this division with a pulse. Like, the Bears are shit. Oh, yeah. And then the Vikings are damn awful too, and they might be trading Kirk Cousins soon. So this is going to be a fun game. I can't wait to watch it. I was tempted to bet the over. I feel like we're going to get some points, but I don't know, looking into it, man. Like, I feel like Green Bay is going to be ready to go. Because like you said, here's the other reason. I'm not a big narrative guy, but this is a big revenge game. Like, they ended Green Bay season. And like, sure, Rodgers and Cobb and those old farts are gone, but that also ended the season of Rasul Douglas and, you know, Jair and Kenny Clark and all the dudes on the offensive side of the ball that actually care. So pretty much everybody not named David Bakhtiari. So they're going to be ready to go in this game. I can't wait to watch it. I'll pick the Packers so nobody fucking yells at me on Twitter during the game again.
I'm going to pick the Packers here on this podcast because that's where my stakes are. The stakes that I am in life is, hey, pick this game for your podcast. If the stakes were,
I don't need some Jared Goff picture, or Jared Goff, Jesus, some Jordan Love picture on Twitter fucking Horvat hates Jordan Love. No, you dickhead. I don't hate Jordan Love. I wanted to see him get to play early on, and you just signed Rodgers to a four-year extension. I'm so sick of defending that shit. And, like, I like Matt LaFleur. I don't think Joe Barry's very good. I don't give a fuck that he held the New Orleans Saints with Jameis Winston and no Kamara and Michael Thomas with a steel plate in his foot scoreless in the fourth quarter. I don't, man. I think Derek Carr may have won that game. Sorry to be the bad guy.
No, if the stakes were higher and like my life was on the line, I'd probably take Detroit.
Yeah, like if somebody gave me I mean it, man. I'm probably going to bet Green Bay in this game. The line's telling me somehow Green Bay wins this game. It's a short week, and I trust LaFleur to have a creative game plan. It just comes down to like, can the guys execute? Because sometimes you watch this team, and like that's the thing about Jordan Love. Like I love him, and that's where you get like the Mahomes comparisons. But like, I don't know. Like that fourth and two fucking play was sloppy. But it was a terrible pass back to Jordan Love, so you can't blame him. Your quarterback doesn't need to be catching ground balls. But it's just like, I get it, man. You know what? I was like, that would be so dumb to trade for a running back. Fucking whatever it takes. I mean, we got draft picks anyway. Go get Jonathan Taylor. I never want to see A.J. Dillon ever again. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy.
He always has to say that. He's such a nice guy that we have to say how nice he is when we shit on him as a player.
I mean, I just want him to be better. It's just, but dude, when does it click? When does he become, maybe he needs to go somewhere else, but I don't know who the fuck could tell him to, hey, there's a wide open hole, guy. Run in the middle of that hole. What are you doing, like cutting to the outside? You're not Kamara. Anyway, let's get to the
other game. It is not one of the games. So I have a Splash Sports Pick'em pool. Okay. And it's $5 to play. SplashSports.com/Winkler. This game is not included. Neither is the London game. Then the slate starts at noon. So that's when the slate of games starts. If you want to sign up for that. So that's the sponsored nugget. The other nugget is this will be the first time, because the Packers and Lions play on Thanksgiving. This will be the first time that two teams play on two Thursdays in one season since the Chicago Bears and Chicago Cardinals did it in 1926.
The battle for Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And this kinda is the battle for Lake Michigan.
It's like the Crips and the Bloods. Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
All right, let's get to the other game. Let's start with my favorite bet of Sunday. I bet this one. I was part of this action. The Tennessee Titans opened up as 3.5-point home dog. The
London game.
What?
You can't skip the London game.
Oh, yeah. Because that starts it. Good call. So I haven't bet the London game, so it doesn't pop up on my list. Sorry. These are games.
Here's the bet to make in the London game.
What's the London game? Oh, yeah. Atlanta-Jacksonville.
Drake London. Anytime touchdown.
I'm gonna probably play this one right now.
London, do you get it?
I do. Ooh, I got another Horvat special for you on the player props. This one's not quite as juicy as Jimmy Graham 11-1 or Jimmy Graham to score first touchdown, but How about let's go Desmond. Hey, I'm not very good. Ritter, under 28.5 passing attempts. No way they let Desmond Ritter drop back more than 25 times. And they're going to want to run the ball against Jacksonville. And if he starts shaky again, short leash. I think we might get Heineke. So give me Desmond Ritter under 28.5 passing attempts in this game. Man, like, Jacksonville looks like shit right now. And everybody's
going to rebound. Like, once they go home to London, I think they'll rebound.
I'm going to take Atlanta with the points here.
They're spending 2 weeks out there. Jacksonville's not coming home.
I know, and then they play the Bills next week.
I'm going to take Jacksonville to win both of those games.
I was trying to ask people this, but, well, I almost said something mean. I was trying to ask people that don't know ball this. Who do you think that affects more? Or who do you think that favors more? The Bills, who are just getting there, or the Jags, who have been there, kind of like are familiar with the, you know, the clock format?
It's got to be the Jags.
You think so, though? Like, not sleeping in your own bed for 2 weeks? I mean, I know that they're, like, rich NFL teams, so they're probably staying on, like, great rooms and beds and stuff. But no matter where I go, dude, if I'm not sleeping in my own bed, I don't sleep the same. And, like, day four of a vacation, I got to get the fuck out of there. Unless it's – well, especially, actually, Vegas. I think my favorite.
I think that the NFL's narrative is they want a team in Europe. And so I think that the Jags will win the two games in Europe. I'm not saying it will work out that way.
Are you going Jags minus three points? They win by the three, or are you taking Atlanta with the — I'm taking Atlanta with the points. Jags might win, but I think it's a field goal game and I'd at least get the push.
I'm telling people to take Drake London in London. I'm telling people in two quarterback leagues to pick up Taylor Heineke because he will eventually start there. I agree with you. And I like Jacksonville to cover.
I like all that advice except for the Heineke thing. All right, let's start to my game of the day now. The Titans opened up as 3.5-point home dogs. I think this is the Mike Vrabel special. So what I did was I laid a big bet. A lot of other people did too. Now we're down to 2.5. Now it's not that easy to pick. So I have Tennessee Titans for a lot of money. If it goes back to 3, 3.5, that's my favorite bet this second favorite bet this weekend in the NFL. We're going to get to the next one. That's my favorite bet. Even at 2.5, I'm going to take Tennessee, dude. Joe Burrow. Everybody keeps talking about the yards per attempt. Yeah, he's averaging 4 yards per attempt, you dummies that don't know ball, because he's got a fucking calf injury on his plant leg. So he can't plant and push the ball 30 yards, 40 yards down the field, especially with the pass rush coming at him, because he's got an injured calf. So Joe Burrow doesn't look very good right now. The one thing, though, about Cincinnati, their defense is the real deal. Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator, is probably going to be a head coach here soon. So good at second-half adjustments. But this is the Tennessee special. Vrabel at home, catching points. Give me the Titans. The mighty, mighty Titans. Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins, Ryan Tannehill. How about Tanny a couple weeks ago? 11 for 13, targeting wide receivers. Outside of the numbers, Tanny. Boom. I haven't seen him throw a ball like that since A&M.
I don't know. Titans theory, they're the underdog. But people aren't out on the Titans yet. So I kind of think it's – I don't know what Titans theory says here. I don't think Titans theory is in play this week.
Okay. Well, I like the points with Vrabel at home at 3.5.
I'm going to take Cincinnati.
All right, well, I got a 3.5. You got a 2.5. So we'll how about that? For pick's sake, we'll go with what I bet because we're doing the podcast late on a Thursday. And then we'll give you the 2.5, though. So you only got to win by a field goal, and I get the 3.5. Fair?
Sure.
We'll figure out what the Titans' theory is for this season. I think they might win the division. I think the Jags might be shit, man.
I won't ever say that.
What about the Texans with my guy CJ Stroud? Remember, he said he was going to be a bust because he went to Ohio State. Learned ball. Miami. Ooh. Hold on.
Was there some movement?
Yeah. Bills back to 3. I bet the Bills really big in this game. The Bills have actually completely changed their offense.
Team puts at 70. They're the underdog the next week. And then the team that they scored 70 on is actually favored in their game. Go figure.
I was trying to explain this because we did power ratings on my show the other night, And of course, everybody had the Dolphins number one after that game, after they hung 70 on the
Bills. Did you get the Bills?
Yeah, and I'll explain why. But dude, like I said this all summer long. The Broncos are no good. Sean Payton is the most overrated. Clip this. Sean Payton is the most overrated coach, I think, in NFL history. If you look at his resume compared to Mike McCarthy's, they're identical. And what are you going to say? Well, Mike McCarthy had Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Sean Payton had Drew Brees and probably a better defense every single season. You know, Aaron Rodgers never had a top 10 scoring defense, except for once when he won the Super Bowl. You know, the Saints constantly have that. You know, look at all the playmakers they've had. So
they made a movie about Sean Payton and they didn't make one about Mike McCarthy.
Now what we're seeing in Denver, here's what I predicted though. Russell Wilson's no good. Right, it wasn't just Nathaniel Hackett, and don't get me wrong, he sucks too. Just watch the Jets, although Zach Wilson. But like I feel like the guys on the defensive side of the ball that just gave up 70 to the Dolphins, like they saw this all last year. And what amazed me was they were still a top 10, you know, defense, even though it was just three and out. They were on the field every week the entire game. Now they're like, fuck this, dude. You know what I mean? Like we want out. There's guys I think quitting already in that locker room. So the Sean Payton stuff. Hilarious to me, overrated. And the reason, like, so how are you going to power rate the Dolphins number one when the Bills this week are 3-point favorites over the Dolphins? It's like, I'm doing a, it's just, I, the anyway, the matchup, the Bills have completely changed their offense if you watched them the last 2 weeks. So now, I mean, Josh Allen still threw a brutal pick against Washington, but it was rainy conditions and it was like they were up 30. So who cares? They're running all these heavy sets now. And they're using a bunch of Cook out of the backfield. They're using more two tight end sets, it's early, than any other team in the league. And that's why they drafted Dalton Kincaid. They're working him out of the slot. They're still using Knox. And then you got Stephon Diggs, who is still awesome, especially against man defense. And then Gabe Davis looks really good, like he did 2 years ago, like we thought he was going to look last year. Last year, though, nobody talked about it. He was dealing with a high ankle sprain all season long. So I'm still pretty high on the Bills, actually higher than I was coming into the season. And on the defensive side of the ball, I think they could only get better once Von Miller gets back. People are like, oh, washed-ass Von Miller. He had 8.5 sacks last season, the first half of the year. Then he got hurt, and the pass rush completely fell off. So I know Miami looks awesome right now, but they have to hit the road now, play this game in Buffalo. They're going to see each other twice. Maybe I'll bet Miami in Miami. I really like Miami. This isn't a knock on them. I think they're the most fun team in the league. But give me the Bills here. The Bills are going to be up for this game at home, man. They're going to be ready. This is the game of the week, in my opinion.
I think a lot of people are going to play all those Miami fantasy guys, and then they're all going to be very disappointing.
It's going to be like 20-13. You know what I mean? Because the other thing, dude, is Miami's defense with Fangio looks good. They don't have Ramsey yet. I don't even know how good Ramsey is. And Buffalo's defense. Fucking look what they've done the last 2 weeks. 3 weeks, really. They shouldn't have lost that game week one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Buffalo. I like Buffalo.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to go Dolphins here.
No, I think a lot of people are going to start like Devin Akane. What's his name? And then he's going to do Dick.
I thought you were talking about Devin Caney, the Eagles reporter. All right, let's move on. Tampa Bay takes on the Saints. Tons of line movement. Bucks go from 5.5-point dogs to 3.5-point dogs, which makes sense because the Saints are most likely actually going to be starting Jameis Winston in this game. So you got Jameis revenge game going against Tampa. What are you doing here? Are you going with Jameis against his former team or the Fighting Bakers against the Fighting Jameises in this game? I bet Tampa at 5.5. I definitely don't like it as much at 3.5.
Tampa, I thought, looked like shit the other night.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Saints on this on podcast, and I'm going to rebet this, I think, and bet some Saints money line. Like, Tampa's not
good. I don't understand what happened when Jameis Winston came in the game, right? How did they suck? I watched the preseason. It's preseason, but I watched a preseason game where he had, like, 3 touchdowns and 3 drives.
I mean, well,
like, revenge game.
He wasn't – well, now Jameis, though, has a full week to prepare, and it's against his former team. I like the Saints, and that's the thing. He kind of got flung into action at Lambeau. You know what I mean? He wasn't expecting to play in that game. And let's be honest, like, you got a 17-0 lead. I could think of a million quarterbacks I'd rather have out there than Jameis, and I love Jameis.
I'm going to take Jameis and the Saints in this game to cover.
Me too. I don't know why I bet. Well, I bet Tampa at 5.5. If we get a 3, I'm taking the Saints. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. All right. Minnesota looking for their first win. Carolina looking for their first win. Panthers, the Fighting Daltons, 3.5-point dogs. Total's 45. I think the Vikings get their first win.
I don't know. Adam Thielen revenge game here too.
Ooh, Adam Thielen anytime touchdown. Let's lock it in.
Dalton loves Thielen. He threw to him like 20 times the other day.
Good call, dude. His receiving yards are 47.5. I don't want that. I would rather go with the receptions. They've been like really like soft numbers.
Nothing that these old backup quarterbacks love more than the white slot receiver. You know,
I mean, that's a good point. Although, like, I wish in Vegas, they liked Hunter Renfro a little bit more.
No, Jacoby Myers is the new Hunter Renfro.
Dude, the Raiders, Josh McDaniels is the dumbest fuck of all time.
Why look at all those people for a field goal.
Yeah, that and but like, use those weapons that you have. You have Renfro still, especially in the red zone. You have Jacoby Myers.
It can't just Taylor Swift a favor. Because everybody Monday should have been talking about McDaniels, but Taylor Swift stole the show. McDaniels was the biggest winner of that.
Yeah, he's not good. I'm gonna pick Minnesota.
I'm gonna take the Panthers.
I want to move away from that game because I don't care about it.
Me too.
Let's go to the Broncos Bears. Bears 3.5-point dogs. Like, how do you bet this? I would bet the Bears. Like, it's in Chicago. Justin Fields is playing.
Who's more dysfunctional? I think it's the Broncos.
Who would you rather have, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
Fields.
I would also prefer Fields.
Yeah.
Like, I wish San Francisco drafted Justin Fields. I think he'd be good with Shanahan.
I think he'd be good in a lot of other places. He is in the worst possible place. You know,
but he's not like Geno where he could like go elsewhere and I don't think be good. Like Geno can make the throws.
Geno wasn't finally good till he was in the league for 10 years.
Also though, like Geno kind of had like some really bad luck where he lost his job because a guy broke his fucking jaw.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I like the Bears here too.
I don't think there's like much of a breakdown. It's just like, who's going to suck less, right? I'm going to take the points with the home team.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you just got to look at it without the logos.
Right. Like, if I'm betting the Broncos, I'm sure as shit not attaching a 3.5-point spread to them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not betting them over a field goal in this game. I could legitimately – I was going to say see this game being 3-0, but that would mean both
– This is probably Sean Payton effect. The line – people are probably looking at like, oh, well – these teams suck, but Sean Payton.
Dude, the only good thing about X or Twitter.
Sean Payton could shoot a guy on Fifth Avenue and still get votes.
The Kevin James content this week has been top notch. It's the only thing. I usually hate that kind of stuff, but it's the one thing where like everyone I'm in on. Like, let's keep that up. And just the fact that he played Sean Payton, tremendous. All right, let's go to a good game. God. Here we go. Browns. My Browns, 2.5-point favorites. My Ravens, 2.0 dogs. Game's in Cleveland. Why do I feel like we've seen this game this season? We haven't. Total's 41. This is kind of tough to call. I like Cleveland, but if we get to 3,
I give more of a benefit of the doubt to Baltimore than I do Cleveland. I think I'm going to take Baltimore.
If we get to 3 points, a field goal, I have to take Harbaugh with the points. It's just it's out of principle, but. I think Cleveland's the better team because Baltimore's already beat the shit. I'm going to take Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore.
Deshaun looked really good last week.
Well, his completion percentage was good.
He looked much better. Good game, though. All right, the Tobys, 8.5-point dog.
I'm going to take Cleveland.
We're both taking Cleveland?
Yeah, I changed my mind.
2.5, it's Cleveland for me. 3, it's Baltimore. Washington, 8.5-point dogs. They opened as 7-point dogs. Taking on the Philadelphia Eagles at home, though, where the Eagles are 8.5-point favorites in a game where the total is only 44. I like in this game the Fighting Tobies to cover 8.5 points. The Eagles right now are just either kind of like sleepwalking, and I know Jalen had the stomach flu or whatever. Swifts look good. Obviously,
I don't think they're sleepwalking. There's a narrative that they're sleepwalking. They look fine. They needed to run against – they could run all they want against the Vikings, so that's all they did. And then they beat Tampa comfortably.
Well, they were able to run all over them too. They ran the ball 40 times, so that's a good point. I think the Tobies keep this one close, though. It's a divisional game, and I'm getting more than a touchdown coming off a really shitty performance where they look terrible. And it was a home game, but it was the Bills, and I think we have to upgrade the Bills. And also it was a weather game, Sam Howell going against that defense through 4 picks. So I think they bounce back, at least play better. I don't think they win outright, but I'll take the Commanders 8.5-point dogs.
I am going to take the Eagles, I think. I am, because I'm very riding against whatever Eagles narrative there is. So I think they go out and put up a number.
All right, Rams-Colts. It's a pick. Who wins the game? I'm actually going to take in this matchup the Colts. I think the Colts might be a little bit better than we thought that they were going to be this season. I want Anthony Richardson in the game, though. He's also my fantasy quarterback.
Well, can
the
Colts rush? I like the Rams unless the Colts can do what the Bengals did, and that's murder Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be able to get after Stafford a little bit in this game. I'm going to take the Colts at home.
I'm going to take the Rams.
What are you going to do here? Steelers, 3-point favorites. Take it
on the same side on a lot of these games, are we?
Yeah. No. What do you think about Steelers, Texans?
Does that mean I don't know ball?
No, it's a tough week.
Yeah.
I've only bet in the NFL, I only have 3 bets. One of them's Monday Night Football. I got the Titans +3.5. I got the Bills on the money line. I bet Tampa at 5.5, but I'm going to play that back and play the Saints. I bet Minnesota on the money line, but I might play Carolina if we get to 4. And I bet the well, we'll get to the Monday Night game, but I bet that one pretty big too. I think you could probably guess what side I'm on that one.
I like the Steelers over to the Texans.
I'm going to take the Texans to cover. I think the Texans might be a little bit better. I think the Texans might be a little bit better than we expected. I'm all about C.J. Stroud, dude. And that defense, even though it's year one for Ryan's, looks pretty good. What are you doing in this one? Let's get to the afternoon games. Raiders, 5.5-point dogs taking on the Chargers. Total's 47.5. I'm playing the Chargers here. It's most likely going to be Brian Hoyer starting for the Raiders with our guy Jimmy G being in the concussion protocol. I would play Aiden O'Connell, but he's only a rookie, and the Raiders are dumb. We just talked about this. Chargers found some life against the Vikings. I think the Chargers are going to go on a little bit of a run here. I'm not ready to give up on my Chargers. Sucks that Keenan Allen's out for the year. Or is it Mike Williams?
Williams. Hey, do I sound different? I switch mic input, or do I sound the same?
You sound a little bit better, like a little bit more clear.
Yeah, I fucked up. Can we start this whole thing over?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely. Well, with your lack of effort today, and while you give your pick, I'm getting myself a coffee because I'm tired today.
Yeah, I need a coffee too. I like the Chargers to cover the number. I do agree with you that there's still a lot of life left in that team. I'm very disappointed in Josh Kelly. That was one of the worst fantasy pickups ever. Guy did dick for 2 weeks. But I'll take the Chargers 5.5.
Oh, sorry, I was just getting my coffee. What?
I think the Chargers.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are about to go on a run, dude. All right, let's move on. Another favorite I'm going to bet. Cardinals, perfect against the spread. That ends this week when they go to the San Francisco. Actually, shit, 14? Hold up. Yeah, I don't care. Niners roll over the Cardinals. 14-point favorite. Dude, the Niners are good.
Oh, yeah, I like them. They're my Survivor pick. Again, in Survivor, I don't save teams. You take the situation in front of you. And, you know, if I go out in Survivor because the Niners lose to the Cardinals at home, fuck, then I don't know ball, I guess.
You don't know ball. You know what I know? The Cowboys are 7-point favorites against the New England Patriots. The total's 43. You know who's scoring a touchdown in this game, baby. Say it with me now. It's a revenge game. Let me just get the number. Hold up.
Zeke?
Yep, Zeke.
Zeke scoring. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Damn, no touchdown props available yet. I wonder what number we get.
Zeke's probably going to be like 650 to score.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to get it. Rushing yards for Zeke. Not even on the board. Is Zeke even playing, dude? Hold on. Yeah. Anytime touchdown. Let me go down. Zeke is 50. Let's lock it in. No way. Not even on
They're
the
gonna
board.
Make it low.
Oh, here he is. Yeah, plus 260.
Plus 260?
Yeah, are we locking it in?
That's way lower. That means they think he's gonna get in.
Is it worth it even?
I don't know. You got all that Jimmy Graham anytime money.
We're locking it in. Give me Ezekiel Elliott anytime touchdown. And give me the New England Patriots to cover the 7 on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm worried about my Cowboys, man. Way too many injuries. Now you got no Diggs for the rest of the season, your best cover corner. You got your offensive lines beat the crap already. Zach Martin missed last week. I'm going to take the Pats to cover the 7.
Yeah, that's too big of a spread. They'll cover.
All right, let's go to the Sunday night game. I got a bet in this one, actually. I forgot about. I got a 10, though. I'm taking the Jets.
You know,
Jets.
I think people are being a little too hard on Zach Wilson, if I
may. He's terrible. But I'm going to take the Jets to cover.
You name it, coming out from the fucking grave.
Yeah, I hate these old dudes that come out of nowhere. Yeah.
Hey, why did Ryan Day get so mad at Lou Holtz? Who cares?
Where's Lou Holtz at right now? It's like he's in bed.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, he's 97 years old. Like, relax.
I made this comparison. I hosted for Megan Perloff this week, and I was talking to Barrett Salih. You know him?
Yeah, I like him. SEC guy.
Yeah. So I said, Barrett, I'm about to do a political comparison, and I don't think I should, but I'm gonna. I said, remember in 2016 when Trump was on the debate stage, and Trump was no one else can beat Trump. But yeah. Rubio was trying to be Trump. Like, all of a sudden, Trump was – he had Marco Rubio making dick jokes.
Oh, I thought you meant Ricky Rubio.
No. Like, what the fuck? Now I think Dion is so Dion, and everyone's like, shit, I got to be Dion now. And so Ryan Day's trying to cut fucking promos on Lou Holtz. Like, they're just all trying to be what the front runner guy's doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my political comparison.
It's like, hey, Ryan Day, like, we are all talking shit about you. Why are you picking on Peepaw? You know what I mean? Like, he's in bed. You know, we all think, what's up with his rosy-ass, red-ass cheeks, too?
Ryan Day's like Ben Stiller and Happy Gilmore, like, picking on the old fucking people.
Dude, did you hear Holtz's comeback? It was like Bob Barker fucking Happy Gilmore back up a little bit, though. He was like, I do think your team's soft, and I do think Notre Dame outplayed you. Sorry, you know, like, I'm sorry that you're, like, butthurt about it pretty much. And I was like, damn. You know, like, you can. Ryan Day is – I fucking – let me just talk about that because that one hurt, man. That stung.
I made a bunch of money. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Third and 18, dude. Oh. Notre Dame, though, like – I love Sam Hartman. Those wide receivers suck. He can't, like, nobody can make a play.
Ah, that hurts. And then the Cubs.
At least we got the Packers, the 2-1 Packers. What could go wrong against the Lions tonight? Let's talk Monday Night Football. I don't know how they're
going to win. What was your pick? What's your pick?
What game?
Chiefs Jets.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the points with the Jets.
Nah, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
No, I'm taking the Jets.
I can't.
Chiefs aren't going to cover.
You know what? The Jets are probably going to fucking win.
Yeah. But
sprinkle a little Jets win on for me.
I'm going to take the Jets to win outright. This is the...
What's money line?
This is the...
Because everyone's shitting on Sunday Night Football. Everyone's shitting on that you can't flex till week 5.
This is the happy place, Hemp. Holy shit. We won so much money today. Let's just do a little sprinkle on the money line just because the price is... Hold up. Hold on. Let me do that again, all right? This is... Start the show over. This is the happy
place. I want to, yeah.
This is... No, we're not starting the whole thing over. I'm taking a nap. This is the happy place, Hemp. We had such a good day betting games that now, before the primetime game between the Chiefs and the Jets, we're going to take a whole shitload of gummies and relax and just sprinkle a little bit on the Jets' money line. Plus 375. You know how they're going to do it? Mahomes is going to throw one to Kelsey, who's going to be so distracted from his new love with Taylor Swift, bounces off the shoulder pads into the hands of one Sauce Gardner, pick six, Jets win, Zach Wilson is hoisted and carried off the field. Zach, 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 Zach.
I'm doing a...
Zach Wilson's dad is then going to probably go to a cigar dinner with Bill Michaels, probably with a North Face jacket on.
I'm doing a, I have this app called Fliff that I can actually gamble. I got $5 on it.
Like, where are you
doing it? I don't know. I'm doing a three teamer underdog money lines, Panthers at home against Minnesota, Bears at home against Denver, and Jets at home against Chiefs. 5 to win 134.
I think I just saw I Fliff. That sounds like something I was watching Peyton Presley on earlier this morning. Fliff. I don't know if anybody's like, I hate when people are like, Twitter, I guess we gotta call it X now. It's like, just fucking call it whatever you want, guy. But you know, every time it pops up, I'm always like, oh no, I forgot to close a window. I do that.
Oh, shit.
Or it's like you get a notification and I'm like, uh-oh, what is going on here? All right, so Monday Night Football, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Giants. I don't know how they win this game, but they're one-point favorites. So I'm going to take
taking the Giants. Finally, we can reunite on something.
Yeah, we're going to take the Giants over the Seahawks. Danny Jones is going to play out of his mind. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's one of my favorite bets. I can tell you that. I mean,
Saquon
red zone.
Coming back?
Saquon, I don't think we'll be back for this game. I don't want to say that. You know, like I know though, he's day to day right now as we tape.
We are recording this like a week away from that game.
Andrew Thomas has a good chance at Giants return. Saquon's day to day is the last that we're seeing. I mean, we could always. I mean, you're going to be, you know, like probably doing a Packers post and whatnot.
Yeah.
You could always say, hey, you know, update the people.
Yeah, that's because they get their Saquon news from me and you.
Yeah. You want your Saquon news. That's who you come to us around her.
Well, thanks, Brian.
Hey, thanks, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. Go Pack, go. Hopefully we beat the Lions and we're in sole possession of first place in the North. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Hey, how about my guy? The tremendous leader that he is, Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, talking about how proud he is of our other guy, our young son, Jordan Love.
Yeah, Rodgers knew that Jordan Love was going to be good, so he's trying to take credit for it. Yeah.
I don't think he's taking credit for one thing. Remember when Brett did? Oh, wait, no, wait. What's that? Oh, Brett.
You've never heard me criticize Rodgers for how he's handled Jordan Love.
I bet you what?
You've never heard me criticize Rodgers for how he's handled Jordan Love.
You know what? When they retire, when Aaron goes into the Packers Hall of Fame, I better not see your fucking face at that ceremony. I better not see it. It's going to be me. It's going to be Ryan Longwell, AJ Hawk, Randall Cobb, Mike the Painter. Hey, where's Mike the Painter at these days?
He's on Twitter. He's commenting. He hasn't jumped on one of these in a while.
Did you piss him off?
No, we're boys.
Did he go to the Winkler Bash?
He was not there.
You should do one of those for a Packer game.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours away, though, fam.
You should do one for a Bucks game.
I don't know. Not the same.
You think the Bucks should sign Jabari Parker?
No, Jabari's too good for the NBA, he said.
Where's he
going? He said the NBA's watered down. There's better basketball to be played in Spain.
I don't blame him. He probably doesn't have to play a whole lot of defense in Spain.
I played this the other day, but I'm going to play it for you.
Uh-oh.
Jordan Love bookmarks. sent me this.
Odyssey. In our defense, though, it was a Friday, most likely.
Give these two motherfuckers a show again. Come on. We're in the same company.
We weren't allowed to have commercial breaks.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Jordan Love. That is great. Woo. Oh, that's
I awesome. Once got yelled at because I ended a commercial-free hour at 56 instead of 58. I was asked to do 58 minutes of commercial-free sports talk, and then I got yelled at like the next week because I moved a spot from 6:15 to 6:25.
Do you think that Jordan Love is great, good, or a question mark still, or bad?
I think he's good.
Can I just ask, like, okay, so, and, cause I think he's been awesome, right?
And well, also, I was ranking him with Paul and Grant. Emig thinks he's like a top eight quarterback already. He's like, slow the fuck down, man. He's like, I'd rather have Love than CJ Stroud. I go, whoa, 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 whoa. But I don't know. We don't know. We've seen so little and we're trying to be like, where's he rank?
Yeah, those guys are both. I mean, I like.
Has he even started as many games for the Packers as Matt Flynn has yet? No.
Sam Monson had 31% of Jordan Love's throws this season have been uncatchable, the highest rate in the NFL.
Yeah, you know how they judge that though is you determine that by what?
I mean,
it's uncatchable when your receiver's getting fucking tackled. Yeah.
Well, I feel like the issue has been like he hasn't had all of his weapons. Christian Watson hasn't played all season. Aaron Jones hasn't been out there. Bakhtiari's been picking and choosing when he's going to play. Elton Jenkins missed the last game. But like what I've noticed, I mean, has been like a lot of fucking bad drops. So I was surprised to see that stat. I think he's been playing excellent. I'd say right now he's a good quarterback. I think he's really good. It's just like I'm watching now. He's getting a bunch of attention, and everybody loves him. Like Skip Bayless is tweeting about him, and I went to the gym earlier this morning, flex, and like I look up, and it's like Ryan Clark and all those guys are all sold. Packers will win NFC North because of Jordan Love, and I was like, whoa, this all kind of came out of nowhere, and I just kind of want to pump the brakes on some of it a little bit, but I do think he's obviously really good, but it's going to be a big game tonight, man. Can't wait to watch it. That said, got to get a nap in before it.
Deuces, love you.
Peace.
Our thanks to Rahi and the Horvat. Again, the picks come on a Thursday delivery, which is what we're going to try to do, but we'll see. Packers have a game this evening, so we'll have a live Packers post-game show after Packers-Lions on your same friendly YouTube channel. I want to remind you about my friends at the Wisconsin Bike Fed, wisconsinbikefed.org. The other day I did say wisconsinbikefed.com and I did panic, although .com does redirect to .org. So I didn't edit it out. But wisconsinbikefed.org is where you can go. check out all the different information. What they're wanting to just remind people of is the change, and especially when daylight savings eventually happens, it's just like, just be a little more cautious. It's not as bright as it was. Turn your lights on, slow down, look around, be cautious of everybody on the roads. Check that out, wisconsinbikefed.org. There's also great things you can do there with classes and other fun events and, you know, ways to stay safe and just a bunch of cool things that they have going on there. Wisconsinbikefed.org. Well, I'm going to catch up. So the Brewers play Wednesday night, clinch the division. Don't care. I mean, I care, but there's no breakdown here. I will have Tim Shea on in a couple minutes. We talked a little bit after the festivities on Tuesday night, and so I'll have that here in a moment. Do want to get to a Carl's Place voicemail or two. Carl's Place, Carl of ET.com /Bart, 402-915-2278. I've got two voicemails, both from Matt in the Falls. So our good friend Matt in the Falls, who we haven't seen too much lately because he's not on Twitter. And so I tweet the link out. He doesn't see it. He's a big guy on Threads. So I got a thread specifically the link for any of you on any of the 140 followers I have on Threads. I'm Bart Winkler on Threads. The winks at my Instagram, I never, whatever, who gives a fuck? Anyway, Matt sort of does. Here's Matt in the Falls.
Hey, Bart, it's me, Matt. It's been a while. I was listening to the show from the other day on the live stream, and I'm a little confused. There was a lot of talk about something called Twitter, I think it was, Twitter, and tweets. I think they're connected just based on how similar the words are, but I was a little confused because people kept on referencing these tweets on Twitter, and I don't know what it is, so I Googled it. And apparently it's now x.com, and it's just like a place for anti-Semitism and child pornography. So kind of weird that you guys are talking about it using that website. But just wanted to, you know, throw that out there for people who don't know what this weird Twitter thing, because it doesn't exist. I don't know. There's no such thing as Twitter, so I don't know why you guys keep talking about it. It's just, I don't understand.
Well, okay, so I was worried. I typed in wisconsinbikefed.com. It took me to wisconsinbikefed.org. And if I type in twitter.com, it takes me to the website. There's an X logo. The website still at the top of the URL says twitter.com. So that's where I'm going on that, twitter.com. Got another one from Matt.
Hey, Bart, why don't you take 3 minutes out of your incredibly busy day and talk to someone at Blue Wire about getting this goddamn Bears tickets ad off the front of the podcast every goddamn day? I'm sick of it. It's fucking bullshit. I don't want to hear Ty Windish offer me Bears tickets one more time.
I would buy some Bears tickets. I'd go this Sunday. This Sunday morning, I'll be on CBS Sports Radio filling in for DA on his football show, since DA is leaving CBS Sports Radio, going to Mad Dog Radio. That's big news. See if that affects me or not, I guess. Okay, Tim Shea, let's go back in time. Tuesday night, about an hour and a half afterwards. And we'll be live on YouTube after Packers Lions. I love each and every one of you as if you were my own flesh and blood, but not as much as I love Tim. Let's catch up with Tim Shea. We did a YouTube on Tuesday. I was following the games. Tim was at the game, the Brewer game, boots on the fucking ground.
How was that?
Oh, Tim, you made it. You made it.
Well, the funny thing is, I was waiting in this waiting room, you know, your digital rating room.
I didn't realize.
You didn't realize. And I'm like doing this. I'm like shaking my hands. I'm like, crap, he doesn't see me. So I had to go text you and be like, Bart, I'm in, like three separate.
Because I had a bunch of computer screens shrunk so I could watch all this action, and the Brewers lose. The funny thing about that game, and I already said this, but the Brewers were down 4-1. There was no way they were coming back.
No, no.
But the Braves were down 6-0, and you're like, eh, maybe, you know?
So you could feel that energy like, crap, the Brewers aren't going to do it tonight. Let me put my seatbelt on. Should be, you know. Don't want you.
Tim's always fucking driving.
I know, I know.
Hey, make sure you're driving safe. Turn your lights on. Slow down. Look around. WisconsinBikeFed.org.
There you go. So, like, you could tell, like, people were getting nervous. Everyone was getting frustrated. Like, God, we come out. Very good crowd for a Tuesday night.
Because I feel like everyone thought that night was going to be the night.
Everyone did. I mean, you had news media there. The press box was full.
It was like Bucks game six where you just knew it was happening.
And press box is full except for one missing person. We'll get there.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, the Cubs were winning, 6-0? And I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to do this all over again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then I look at my phone and I go, it's 6-5. And people started doing the tomahawk chop.
Bad.
I'm just saying, hey, as long as the Braves are still doing it, they were doing it in Milwaukee.
No, we cannot. Look, I don't care if people – I'm not trying to be woke and shit, but, like, the tomahawk chop cannot – we got to get rid of it.
Oh, they won't. They won't. So then the Brewers game ends. So the play already happened. The Brewer game ends. The dropped ball by Suzuki already happened. And they said, let's go to Atlanta for an NL Central update. They show the play, and everybody that's walking out turns around, comes back in. The place is going nuts. They go to black on the screen, and everyone's like, well, are you going to show the game? And about 5 seconds later, a PA guy comes back on and says, we're going to go live to Atlanta.
They have to.
What?
Yeah, they have to. It was great because it was on TBS, so – I first saw, I'm following, I have the box score up, and then they cut in on Bally's, and they're like, hey, by the way, it's 6-3 now. And I'm like, okay, so I flip back and forth a little bit. I see a home run at 6-5, and then I set up the show in the ninth inning and for the Brewers, but it's the eighth inning in Atlanta, and they got two guys on, and there's a pop fly, and I'm like, oh, man. And I think I see the ball bounce. I'm like, what the hell? And they and then the Cubs are like trying to get a guy out, and I still don't know what's going on. So then I realized, yes, the Braves scored. Suzuki, no good. And I think, like, what I have to remind myself is the Cubs these last couple of days, they're still fighting to get in. Like, this wasn't about, oh, we lost the division, wham wham wham. The Brewers were always going to win this division. There was no way over the next handful of days they weren't going to get the magic number of one. And some Brewers fans are freaking out, whatever. But the Cubs need to try to get in the playoffs. This killed them. You know, and they could still do it. And they're going to play a Brewers team that doesn't have much to play for. Now we can kind of like fuck with them a little bit, I guess. But no, the Cubs needed that.
The Marlins are the team. Pretty much it's the Marlins or the Cubs. It's one spot for two teams.
No, Diamondbacks are still in there.
The Diamondbacks too. Yes, true. The Marlins were rained out, so they'll play two. They play two. Yep.
Yeah, we're Tim and I are taping this Tuesday night.
Damn, I was doing such a good job.
And it's airing Thursday morning. Because Tim's on his way back from the ballpark, and as we're recording, it's 10:21. And as we're recording, Tim has to be up in 3.5 hours.
I'll be fine. It was worth it. I don't know. I don't know. You know, the Brewers, whatever. The Brewers are NL Central champions. They'll figure this out. We'll probably end up playing the Cubs. I'm pretty confident in that, actually. I would actually be shocked if the Cubs don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like we are destined to. Oh, you know who I forgot to shout out on the other night was Matt Pauly.
Yeah, I saw he called his first.
Matt Pauly came to Wisconsin, thought he was going to get in the play-by-play circa, doesn't ever get there, goes to St. Louis. His first game calling play-by-play is in fucking Milwaukee. Incredible stuff. And I heard some. Great job. Love that guy. Anyway, so people are pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, it went from, you know, like frustrating, nervous energy to happy, elated, just, you know, got it done.
What was the post game like? What was it like? Like the Brewers are celebrating in the dugout or the clubhouse and stuff. Yeah,
so I cannot confirm this. We'll never know. But usually when the Brewer, when you win a division championship and celebrate at home, they do streamers and confetti. I'm pretty sure that someone, they called that off because we saw a bunch of people walking off the catwalk.
Oh.
With like so big things, containers. So.
Do you like this joke? I made a joke that the Brewers are celebrating a championship after losing to the Cardinals. What is this, 1982?
No.
It's a funny joke.
You know what? The Brewers have been so dramatic about clinching. Like, they played not
– They earned it. They're not – and people on my stream were like, oh, well, we lost. You can't celebrate. They're not celebrating that you lost. You're celebrating the journey to get the 88 wins that you've gotten to this point. But it's just too good of a joke not to make.
It is. They didn't back their way into the playoffs, okay? They've earned this. They deserve this. Yes, they lost. That's fine. They're going to win 90 games. I guarantee you they win two more.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I would hope. I would think. Maybe not.
Oh, you're fine.
So, I'm just saying. But they've had the dramatics before of walk-offs and late inning home runs to clinch a playoff berth. So why not do something a little different today? That's all.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that Q said. He goes, we get in all these playoffs by earning the victory. Why not try something different?
There you go. I'm fine with it. It was fun. They ended up showing the game, like I said. We celebrated. You were part of it. You were there, you know. So
Tim, I think this playoff run might last a little bit.
Well, then you better start paying me for these playoff appearances that I'm going to do at the AmFam Field for you.
Yeah, I haven't given you any scratch in a while, have I?
No, it's fine, don't worry. But I will,
if I give you too much, I have to put you on my tax roll.
That's fine. I will be there for game one of the the wild card.
Sure.
I was there for game two of the wild card. If I have to, I'll be there for game three. Game three, there are thousands of tickets left.
We have no idea when these times are going to be.
I'm guessing if it's Brewers Marlins, we're totally getting screwed. We're either going to be like that noon game or 2 o'clock. If it's Diamondbacks, I could see us being like the middle game.
Oh, I want day games. Are you fucking kidding me?
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. If it's Cubs, we could be that 7 o'clock game.
Because there's going to be four games a day.
Yep.
Does ESPN have them all? I think they do.
I think they do, and I think ABC gets one. So I think they air like one starts at noon.
So it's going to be like 12, 2, 4, 7.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Where are you? Are you home?
I just got home, yeah. I guess we just have to wait and see with the American League side who makes it, who doesn't. There could be no West Coast teams. So then that gets a little trickier. If there's a West Coast team, that's perfect. Then you can slot them in at 9, and then you have – or 8, and then you have, you know, you could start the playoffs a little later.
Oh, I do want to update everybody about something. Remember when I said Giannis was at my swimming last week?
Yes.
He was not there this week.
Oh, no.
But the attendance for the class that he was last week was jam-packed full. So the word spread and people were People
were people disappointed.
Whatever. Claws up, Timmy.
Yeah, claws up. Get those claws up. Go Brewers.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.